Nedarim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Tes, 7-9. This is an absolutely fascinating Mishnah. It wants to consider what happens if a person makes a neder. It's contingent on a certain period of time. But let's say what happens if the contingency, when it's effective, is a longer period than the restriction which he's imposing. Meaning, for example, loosely speaking, a guy says, you can't use my car for the next 6 months if you go and visit your father's house anytime in the next year. So what that would mean, of course, is that, you know, 6 months are over, and then what would happen if, let's say, his wife goes to visit her father's house after the 6 months? So then if she does, that would trigger the neder, which would mean retroactively, when she used the car in the first half of the year, that was a violation of the neder, which is remarkable, of course. But that's the case of our Mishnah, and the Mishnah is going to say exactly that. It's going to say, if a person says to his wife, Konam, a neder, Sha'at nanesli, Ada Pesach, you can't get benefit from me, drive my car, let's say, Im telchi leveis avich ada chag, if you go to your father anytime between now and the Chag, which is a reference to Pesach, excuse me, Sukkot, which is after Pesach. So this is happening, you know, of course, in this, like I said before, after Sukkot and before Pesach. So then, Hal Chalif Nea Pesach, if she goes to visit her father before Pesach, then of course, Asur Bahanaso, Ada Pesach. Of course, at that point, things trigger, and she can't get benefit from him, she can't use the car until Pesach, that's obvious. But if Achar HaPesach, if Pesach is over, and she had used the car prior to Pesach, and now she goes to her father's house before Sukkot, triggering the Neder, then below Yachel Devaro, so now we have a violation of the Isser of Yachel Devaro, of violating one's Neder. Now, the Chiddush, of course, is that's retroactive. What happened 6 months ago was the violation because she triggered it by going to her father now. Now, a couple things. First of all, the actual Mishnah seems to be referring to any Hana at all from him. That is problematic because he is required to provide her with Shar Kesus and Ona, the obligations of a husband to a wife, so he really couldn't forbid those things to her. They're already Meshubad, they're owed to her. I'm just going to sidestep the issue. There are different terutzim and giving you kimta, whatever the case is. I don't want to get into it right now. How to solve that problem? We'll just stick to one thing, you know, using his car, which of course is not a obligation under the ksuba, etc. Now, the second thing is we're saying that according to the Bar Tanuren, really most Rishonim, she is the one who's transgressed the Isser. In other words, the Torah says about Bal Yachal Devaro, you can't profane your word. Now, who's that talking to? Whoever would contravene the conditions of the neder, they're the bad guy. So when the husband says to his wife, you may not use my car, it's like a korban to you, and if she uses it, she has got against the Isser that's been invoked, and she is the one who's in trouble. She, if she meets other criteria, she would get Malkus as violating Isser Doraisa. That's how most learn. The Rambam understands, how could it be? It's not talking to her, it's talking to him. It's saying you shouldn't profane your own word, and therefore the only person who could ever really be liable is him, not her. She does the act, but he didn't act, then not. And therefore, according to the Rambam, the case of her mission must be that he gave her the Hana, he caused it to happen. So in other words, he drove her in the car, so she could benefit from the car, but he did the action. In that case, he'd be liable. Okay. The second part of the mission is much less of a chiddush. Sha'at ne'nes li, you can't get benefit from me, ad chag, for the rest of the year until Sukkot, im telchi lebeis avich ad Pesach, if you go visit your father for the next, first half of the year, till Pesach comes. B'halcha lefnei Pesach, of course, if she goes to visit her father before Pesach comes in, then asura b'hanasu ad chag, of course, then she's the full neder kicks in, and she can't get benefit all the way till Sukkot time. Umuteres leilech achar Pesach. Of course, once Pesach is over, she could go visit her father because that was the condition that was set in the neder. That's more straightforward. Now, what's interesting is that there's a machlokas in the Gemara. What happens before the condition of the neder has been triggered? In other words, she didn't yet go visit her father. Until then, can she use the car? So, like Rav Nachman says, yeah, well, why not? It hasn't triggered yet. And just retroactively, if she then goes to her father, she'll have done the wrong thing in the rearview mirror, like retroactively. Rav Yudah Amarav says, No, people are prone to forget conditions, make mistakes, and this is an issue of the Raisa, the bad news. And therefore, he says already, midrabanan, from the outset, even though the netter hasn't been triggered, she hasn't gone to her father yet, and therefore there's no Daraisa for sure. Still, midrabanan, she can't get benefit from him or use the car, whatever the story is, lest later on she come to visit her father's house and then retroactively trigger the nether. And that's the halacha. The halacha is that if there's a weird conditional nether set up like this, so then even before the nether has been triggered, meaning before she went to visit her father in this case, still she couldn't use the car because she might forget and go visit her father later on.